And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined by three members of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County Board of Directors on this weekend's program. We're joined by Brandon Meyer, Brian Walbrink, and James Evans, talking primarily about an exciting project in the Standard area, a multi-sport facility complex that is in the development phase. And I'm going to go back to Brandon Meyer. The Story Area Foundation, we reported on it, a major grant going to the organization. I imagine you were pretty pleased to see that happen. What was kind of your reaction?
Thrilled is probably a very much of an understatement. It was an incredible award by the Sonora Area Foundation. It's actually the largest single award they've ever done. And as we've talked with the Sonora Area Foundation about this, Irving Simons was very passionate about youth and youth sports, and our project fits so well with the vision of their founder that they felt strong support to stand behind our project. So they awarded us $1.5 million, which we're able to use to match the community funds that we're looking to raise. As I mentioned before, our total project is estimated at about $3 million. And with Sonora Area Foundation's grant and the funds we've been able to raise so far, we're actually approximately two-thirds of the way there. So we're over the hump in the fundraising perspective already, and we've really just started. We actually control all the land, so we're actively in the development phase already with the county. We've submitted our site development permits, and we're hoping to possibly break ground next year.
And then we're talking a little bit about sports tourism as well, and I'll turn over to Brian Walbrink. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of how that plays into the long-term plan as well?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, naturally, I think everybody in this area knows we're a tourism destination, and I think there's a new term that's developing, kind of sweeping the nation, and it's sports tourism. And we've seen explosive growth in Arizona, Nevada, and Utah during the last 18 months. So we had this little thing called COVID come through and shut down all the sports, and I think that was a main driver for YSF was, not only access to facilities, but getting these kids out to play however we can. So, you know, those states have seen an explosive growth in sports tourism. Really what that is being a destination for sports and club tournaments. So ultimately, we're the perfect fit up here for that. There's also a really amazing talent base of the youth up here. And being a transplanter from Southern California originally, and I moved up here in 2005, but, you know, you see the talent per capita in this area, and it's amazing to be at Standard Park on a soccer Saturday and see the level they're playing at. You know, it's really an exciting time, and I think we can capitalize on the sports tourism and really focus on these facilities and then ultimately, you know, stop losing the talent down to the valley for these club teams and really start being a beacon for sports talent and start drawing the talent up to our area.
Going over to James Evans, what are some of the other aspects of this project worth noting?
Yeah, thanks, BJ. I'll piggyback on what Brian shared. We've all seen the 80s movie, Field of Dreams, and in a small way, we do think if you build it, they will come. And if in his context, if you build it, you know, they will stay. And we do have friends from major metro areas that do love visiting us up here, and they think about one of those major anchors, which is, could my kids be involved in an athletic way and in a meaningful way and be able to stay here and play. So that's definitely something that we want to capitalize. It'll be exciting to see. People like to play here. What if they came here for the weekend? I find with my boys, we were just out of town for a Halloween soccer tournament, and we looked around us coaches and we said, we could have hosted this. We just have a couple more fields and we already have the organization. Let's bring people to us. To a place that people really already love coming to. To your earlier question, BJ, yeah, access. So, you know, one thing that we're passionate about at YSF is how do we make sure that there's clearly communicated play access for families and they know what's available and where it's at. Again, as a coach in the community and a school board member, I've had, you know, people commonly text me, hey, such and such elementary, are they open after 3 o'clock? Can we go throw the ball there? Are their basketball courts open? Is their gym ever open? And a lot of times that is a couple layered response where let me get a hold of administration or the superintendent. Let me find out where they're at. Certain campuses are locked. Some are open after school. Access is definitely a big question mark in our community, even with places like Standard and other spaces. And so we have that challenge ahead of us of let's make sure that any space that we're a part of the build out, that there's clearly communicated access times and there's open play times, because we know that's really healthy for families outside of structured team practices. Another thing on the access side that we're excited about is the mile and a half walking trail. I actually live along Curtis Creek, but, you know, further up the creek, and it's beautiful. And there's a beautiful strip that runs right there through the Kamaj area. Joe Plume, who's been a key board member for us, has already had conversations with neighbors along that basin. And we've got the tentative green light to be able to build out on both sides of that creek and put a healthy walking trail so that that'd be accessible to all ages. We know Adventist Health is going into their endeavor along Blue Zones, and we're hoping that would be something from 2 to 92. People would be able to enjoy and engage a beautiful oak-shaded walking trail, mile and a half. And we know besides that future space, Dragoon Gulch, there's only a few other spaces where you can enjoy a walk in Tuolumne County. At least here in the lower elevation areas.
There's really a lot for everybody with this project. Even if you don't have, you know, children or grandchildren that are participating at the sports fields, there's a community park in the works potentially where they could get some exercise and benefit. And turn back over to Brandon Meyer. Anything else on this topic you'd like to add?
Yeah, if I could add to some of what James was saying, I think from our perspective, to build out a little bit from the YSF front, we really see ourselves as advocates. Not only from the youth sports perspective, but also from that community perspective. So how can we help other organizations, you know, maybe do a better job or communicate better or maybe align themselves with some standards in youth sports? That's really a long-term goal of ours, is to be that central advocate for sports and youth sports in our community. So we're really excited about that. That'll take a little bit of time to build out. We obviously have a big project in front of us that we're laser focused on. But it is important for us. This isn't just a group that's here to just do a project. We're in it for the long run. We have big goals and long-term goals, and doing a really good job for our community and the youth sports space is one of those central focuses for us.
Any more tidbits you can share just about kind of the long-term planning that you're looking at?
Sure. Yeah, maybe I'll see if Brian wants to talk about some of our longer-term goals in terms of some bigger indoor space.
Yeah, I think when you get into the 3 to 5 year plan, I think the correct term that Brandon said was laser focused. I think we really want to stair step this, you know, complete these projects, move forward, don't look ahead too far. But I think the big vision that really falls under that sports tourism model really is to get an indoor facility, a large indoor facility, in the 125, 175,000 square feet range. And you need 6 full-size basketball courts to have, major tournaments. And those are kind of Western national tournaments, but 6 full-size basketball courts gets you 12 volleyball courts. So we really need to have a large facility. I think once we focus in and wrap up this first major project, then we're going to really lock in on going to the indoor facility and really getting us getting this community something that we can really be proud of.
You know, for this first major project in the Standard area, what is kind of the plan to keep it maintained and operational once it is constructed?
I'll take that one if you don't mind, because it's very near and dear to my heart, and it's advertising. So I think we have a really good model, really diving into the local businesses. They can step up, but we've planned our budgets out, and it looks like on-field sign advertising and facility advertising will be able to handle the maintenance as of now with our current budget models. But it's another great way to get involved with the community. So I'm really excited to get businesses involved and individuals involved, as we've had such amazing donors, and we just can't overthank the donors enough. I mean, it's been, everybody has stepped up, and you know, I don't know how to thank these people properly, but if you've donated any amount, we really, really appreciate it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County and notably a plan to build a multi-sport facility complex in the Standard area for the youth of Tuolumne County, also benefiting the community as a whole. Joined on the program this weekend by Brian Walbrink, James Evans, and Brandon Meyer, 3 members of the foundation. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.